This episode is sponsored by Terrific Pinning, my Pinterest course for TPT sellers. If you want to increase your sales on Teachers Pay Teachers or on your own website shop, grow your email list, or even just drive more traffic to your long-form content, such as a blog or a website, this course is for you. This course helps you get set up on Pinterest and then teaches you everything you need to know about boards, pins, video pins, writing descriptions, and SEO, and of course, all the important stuff when it comes to the pinning strategy, like how many pins are you supposed to make, when and where are you supposed to pin them, how many times, all of those overwhelming questions that you might have, and even goes into things like analytics and promoted pins, and a new bonus module was recently added about blogging, because Pinterest and blogging go really well together. So if you are interested in using Pinterest to grow your business, check out Terrific Pinning. I will put a link in the show notes for you to check out.
You're listening to The Terrific Teacherpreneur, a podcast for teachers looking to grow a successful online business. Your host, Alex, was able to transform her Teachers Pay Teachers store from a small side hustle into a profitable full-time business. She now helps other teachers do the same. Listen along for actionable tips and helpful wisdom about business and marketing as a teacherpreneur. Here's your host, Alex.
Hello and welcome to the Terrific Teacherpreneur podcast. This week, I want to discuss two marketing platforms and sort of answer the question, is Pinterest or Instagram the right marketing platform for you? And so I've kind of compiled a few little things for each one. You know, if these are true, then Pinterest might be for you. If these are true, then Instagram might be for you. And so this is helpful if you are kind of a newer seller and you're just trying to decide which direction to go in for your main marketing platform. And even if you're a more seasoned seller, maybe you already tried these or you have these or you've been doing marketing a little bit longer, you might want to listen to some of this and it might make you kind of reassess where you should be spending your time or which one you should be doing from now onwards. So there's something for everyone here. And, you know, the important thing here is you've got to kind of choose between these two, because I feel like these are the two big ones that are your main source of marketing that aren't a long form content. So this is, we're not talking about blogging, YouTube, podcasts, everything like that. That's long form content. And then when it comes to social media, I know you can have a Facebook business page, and I'm just not a big fan of those. I don't know that they like really get a lot of reach. I don't know if that's anyone's main thing. I find that most sellers, and I'm happy for you to disagree with me on this one, but I think most sellers tend to be drawn to Instagram as their main social media, or people use Pinterest. And I know that TikTok's around too, but that's kind of somewhat new. So Pinterest and Instagram, I think for me, are just the two biggies. And so I kind of wanted to discuss those and talk about, you know, just whether they are right for you, whether they would suit you, your personality and your work style and all that kind of stuff. But let's just dive in. Okay, so first up, is Pinterest right for you? Is this the direction you're going? Yes, Pinterest would be right for you if, and so here's my list of things. One, you are an introvert. I'm talking someone that's a little bit shy, not confident on camera. Maybe you're not kind of overly glamorous. You know, you kind of like sort of sitting in your PJs and working. You're not really into like getting the phone out and doing stories and having your makeup on and your hair done and chatting to people and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Maybe that makes you really, really nervous or like sick to the stomach. So if you're an introvert, Pinterest can be more preferable, I think. And the next one is if you are a social media hater, like not a hater, but just like someone that's just really not that into social media. And there's some people that just really don't like social media. That's fine. Pinterest isn't social media. So that's a good alternative. The next one is if you like privacy or even maybe anonymity. You know, maybe your school doesn't really want you to be a TPT seller. Maybe you just don't want the whole world knowing everything about your life. You don't want to be talking about your family. You don't want to be sharing about things about your life that could let people know, you know, where you live and where you work and what you do. And there's some, you know, real kind of invasion of privacy that does happen on social media. And then, yeah, just if you're in general anonymous with your actual business, then Pinterest is preferable because you can have that anonymity and there isn't any expectation with, you know, people seeing your face or anything, knowing your name, none of it, which by the way is more expected on social media. So you can avoid that. That's the third one. The next one, if you prefer things to be kind of passive, you like passive work, passive income, kind of like TPT, you know, where you're putting in work now, but it's something that can benefit you years from now. It's like it's something that kind of goes in the background. This is really good if you're really busy. Maybe you're still in the classroom, you know, busy parent, that kind of thing. You like, you know, lead magnets or product sales to be something that just like happens without much actual effort from you on the day to day. You know, something happens in the background, and that's really cool. Pinterest is a very passive marketing platform, and you'll make a pin that will perform for you in 6 months or a year or 2 years from now. It'll be doing well for you. So it's more of a long-term thing. That kind of passive thing is, I think, really good if you're a busy sort of person, like full-time teacher, busy parent, whatever, because sometimes social media requires you to be like daily doing stuff. And so like you can't say you're really, really busy. You can't always be like on your phone doing stuff. You're like, I need to work one day a week and batch my marketing stuff. I don't have the opportunity to be constantly marketing. Like if you're really time poor, yeah, having something that you can like batch and then have passive is really, you know, often preferable. So that's like their passive thing. And this kind of goes into the next one. The next one is like low time commitment marketing. So you can do Pinterest in like an hour a week or like half an hour a week or 20 minutes, whatever. You can just like sit, make a pin, like be done. With social media, there's more of a daily commitment where you might be spending hours every day replying to messages and making stories and stuff. So sometimes it's about, you know, how much time you have to commit. And personally, I do think Pinterest 100% is way, way less time. You know, I can often find myself not even doing anything weekly. I might fortnightly, like every other week, bi-weekly, whatever you guys call it. I know that when I last used the word fortnightly, people were messaging me like, what are you talking about? Apparently that's a very old British word. Anyway. Every other week, monthly, like you can actually be really, really small in your time commitment when it comes to Pinterest. And that's just not true for social media. You really need to be on there daily for many hours a lot of the time. But anyway, so time commitment is something to consider. Next one is if you have a blog or website shop, if you happen to write blog posts or you sell on your WooCommerce store, Shopify store, that kind of thing. At the end of the day, Pinterest really like goes hand in hand so well with that because it likes pins that go to your claimed domain. So it's going to prefer those. You know, you can be writing blog posts, sending pins there, like setting yourself up for success really easily. And it just, I don't know, it just really goes well together. So something that you can definitely be doing if you have those. The next one is if you don't mind SEO. I'm not going to say love SEO. I don't know anyone that loves it. Maybe Kristen Doyle. She's probably the only one out there in the GPT world that loves it. But most people don't love search engine optimization. It can be a bit bleh. So I'm just going to say, like, if you happen to not mind it, because some people hate it and some people don't mind it. But the reality is you do have to write, you know, SEO rich descriptions and stuff for your pins. So it's something you have to factor in. The next one is if you have an infographic design, Pinterest would be good for you. You know, if you think you could design a beautiful pin, not everyone has that. So again, that's something to consider, but that's tough because you do tend to need that for social media too. You do need to have an eye for making things nice and look pretty. But anyway, the next one is if you really do quite like batching and scheduling and working from your computer. Now you can do Pinterest on your phone 100%, just like how you could do Instagram on a computer because you can schedule posts on like Meta Business Suite or whatever. You know, you can do any of these things on both a phone and a computer. But with Pinterest, you know, if your phone broke, like you could still do Pinterest because it's mostly computer-based. A lot of the time you can be, you know, on the website doing it. A lot of people find themselves on the computer doing Pinterest. So it kind of works for those people that want to sit down on like, say, a Sunday afternoon, get their laptop out, work for an hour, do their marketing, you know, batching stuff on Pinterest, scheduling it out. Whereas say Instagram, you'd have to be like on your phone each day. It's a little bit different. So something else to consider. The next one is if you like driving traffic in a more direct way, kind of a sort of salesy selling way of like, here's a pin, here's the product, like just like direct selling. It's not quite any of that kind of connecting, building relationships, building communities, anything like that. It's, I guess that ties into the introvert thing. It's like, there's no social element here. And if that's the sort of way you prefer to do things, and I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I love this. It's like, here's a pretty picture of a craft. Here's a link to TPT, done. I don't have to like be friends with you. I don't have to like get your trust or get you to, you know my authority, you know, like trust factor, there's none of that. So I guess that's kind of cool. And the last one I've got down here is if your audience is on Pinterest. So if your niche is like elementary, you make lots of like crafts and cute things, you are probably going to have a bigger audience on Pinterest than say a really, you know, high grade high school teacher or something. I don't know if a lot of them are on Pinterest. You have to assess your audience and your niche. Where are your buyers? And if they're not on the platform, well, then you can't do it. So you do have to factor that in. Okay, so let's move on to Instagram. This is the question, okay, you know, if Pinterest wasn't for you, is Instagram for you? And so a lot of these points are basically just the opposite of the things I've just said. Hopefully I can breeze through them a bit quicker. But yeah, it's still good to kind of elaborate on them a little bit. So yes, to Instagram, it is for you probably over Pinterest if you are an extrovert. Someone that's really super like glamorous, confident, bubbly, loves talking to the camera, loves making videos, showing their face, all that kind of jazz. I think it's probably better for you. The next one, if you're a social media social media lover or addict, you know, someone that just like you're on Instagram every day for hours, like you just love it. It's just something that's a big part of your life. And if you happen to like really connecting with other people, building relationships, making friendships, building those kind of communities and connections with people, you're going to just prefer the social aspect of something like Instagram. The next one is if you don't mind the idea of sharing about your life, like you love hopping on stories, talking about you, your family, your school day, your business, and you love all the messages you get from people, and it's just something you really feel comfortable doing, and in fact, you might even enjoy doing, then yeah, you're going to much prefer Instagram. And the next one is showing up each day. You know, you are going to probably be better on Instagram if you're someone that is willing to be posting on stories every day, making posts multiple times a week. It's something that's more of a day-to-day thing. And some people like that kind of thing. They don't want to be sitting there batching stuff for an hour. That's boring. They want to just be like showing up every day on Instagram and doing a few stories. That's some people's preference, and that's fine. And so the next one is if you don't have a blog or a website shop, you know, you really are not interested in doing that. You don't have a website. You think that maybe Pinterest isn't going to be as good for you. You're like, well, I just prefer to just be hopping on Instagram and just sending people to TPT from there, which isn't super easy, but is possible. Then yeah, that's great for you. You know, if you don't have a website, you still can do Pinterest. I want to make that very clear. But it's like sometimes having a website and not having it, it can sort of help you make that decision. The next one is if you hate SEO, like I mentioned earlier, the idea of writing pin descriptions is just like going to make your blood boil, then fair enough. You don't have to do that on Instagram. There's like a tiny bit of SEO, I think, in your captions, I guess, and your hashtags, but really there's no SEO. So that's pretty cool. If you hate writing is the next one. I mean, you do have to write captions on in your posts and stuff, but for the most part, if the idea of writing blog posts, writing lengthy pin descriptions, like all that writing sort of thing is just not your thing, I guess Instagram takes that away because it's more video, picture based, something to consider. The next one is, you know, if you happen to not mind the idea or really enjoy the idea of creating and editing real stories, videos, carousels, that kind of thing, because at the end of the day, like Instagram likes reels. If you aren't going to do that, that can be tricky, but you know, you've got to be someone that's willing to like learn how to do it and be good at it and like, I don't know, enjoy it maybe even to stay relevant on Instagram. If you happen to hate the idea of doing stories, or you don't know how to do reels, or you just, it was all very overwhelming, that's going to be tricky for you. So you have to kind of be thinking about that stuff. The next one is if you like entertaining, educating, or informing people, Instagram is great for you. So you like creating educational carousel posts where you teach people about things in your niche, or, you know, like how to set this up, whatever. Or if you like kind of entertaining people, like with humor, funny jokes and videos and like, you know, that kind of stuff, or just like educating and informing people in general, that's something that would be really great for you. I mean, obviously you can do things like this on a blog. You can write a blog post where you teach someone how to set up centers. But for the most part, Instagram's really great for that kind of thing. I've been like, hey, you're a new teacher. This is how I set up my math centers. Like, watch me set them up. And I don't know, you're all like jokes. Yeah, funny things my students told me today. I don't know. That kind of stuff's really great for Instagram if you enjoy that kind of thing. The next one, yes to Instagram. If you like working on your phone and you like working on the go, this is what it's all about. It's me whipping out your phone while you're watching your kids, like, you know, football practice or whatever. You can sort of sit there and make posts and things. It's very phone on the go, day-to-day based. And if you like that kind of thing because you're already doing it, then great. Nearly done. The next two. So the next one is you don't mind building relationships and connecting with people, or getting sort of building up that authority before you sell something. With Instagram, you cannot just like create an account and just like put a picture of a product and be like, here's the link. It just doesn't really work like that. You have to like build this audience first. You have to get trust, the no like trust factor, build these connections and relationships, comment and message with other people, make all these friendships and stuff, you know, create all these like really informative posts that are like value-based and not too salesy. You have to build like authority in your niche, and then you can sell stuff and be like, hey, check out this. And there's a bit of work. There's a lot of legwork involved before you can start selling stuff. So that is something to consider. If that seems overwhelming to you, you kind of can't just be salesy. That's the truth of it. And that's really tricky. And the final one, like I mentioned earlier about, you know, your audience. If your audience is on Instagram, then great. If you know that your buyers are 100% on Instagram and they're not really in those other places like Pinterest, then great. Instagram's probably perfect for you. Now, I'm not going to summarize all those points because I'd be listening more again and would be here for another like 10 minutes. But yeah, I think it's a little bit about, you know, looking at your personality, introvert, extrovert, loving and hating social media and privacy, you know, your time commitment, your preference for your work style, phone, computer, batching, day to day, weekly, like how often you like working and how you like working. And then other skills, you know, whether it comes to graphic design or camera confidence or the type of selling you want to do, where your audience is. I mean, there's so many things to consider here, but I feel like hopefully helping you out here with listing this stuff, because you might have been listening and thinking, yeah, it's really clear to me now that this is for me and this isn't. You know, you can might go listen to this and go on, oh my goodness, yeah, this is why Instagram has never worked for me, or why I've never wanted to join. I'm just not, social media is not for me. Like I'm an introvert. I hate it. I just want to sit in my jammies and like be on my computer making TBD products. I don't want to be on stories talking to people. Like you might be listening to this and it might really have cemented something you already knew. And yeah, you might also have just been listening to this and thinking, yeah, I didn't know what I wanted to do. Now I'm really sure I want to do Instagram. I know that I love the idea of sharing about my life, and I don't like the idea of, you know, sitting there designing pins. Like this might have helpfully helped you make that decision. I'm really hoping that it helped. Now, if you like the idea of Instagram, follow me on Instagram at Terrific Selling Tactics. I'd love to connect with you there. Send me a message, you know, get to know me. That's great. We can bond there and you can be setting yourself up for your marketing there. But if you listen to this and you found that Instagram really just like, oh my goodness, not for me, and you realize that now, Pinterest might be for you. And if that's the case, I would love to help. I will put a link in the show notes to Terrific Pinning, my Pinterest course that is opening up very, very soon. And so if you kind of want to join the wait list, you can see whether it's for you, and it will teach everything you need to know about Pinterest. So how to make pins, how to, you know, make video pins, how to write descriptions, like how often to pin, when, where, all the stuff you want to know, because Pinterest isn't super intuitive. There is a little bit of a learning curve, and you don't want to just go into it like not knowing what you're doing, throwing spaghetti at the wall. So if you want to learn about it, I have a course, a lot of sellers have taken and loved, and I just think it'd be really great for you. So yeah, definitely check that out. But like I said, if it's not for you, that's fine. Instagram could be for you. Connect with me on there. I wanted this episode to be very unbiased. I've put the good and the bad for both, and I've very clearly kind of given the pros and the cons here of like, I'm not, even though I personally love Pinterest as a marketing platform, I'm not going to be like, you must do Pinterest. It might not be for you. And guess what? I do enjoy Instagram too. Hence why I have an Instagram account. In fact, I have multiple of them. So, you know, I use Instagram. I love it too. And I'm definitely going to share that I think you can totally do either and have success. It's not about choosing what I'm doing, and it's not about choosing what everyone else is doing or what's like the thing to do. It's about choosing what suits you and your personality. You will never find success on a platform that does not suit you. Like that just intrinsically just doesn't suit you and your personality. You will always be feeling like it's an uphill battle if it's just something that isn't right for you and you can't force it. If you are actually wondering what marketing platform is right for you in general, like beyond just Pinterest and Instagram, like looking at all the platforms, I will put a link in the show notes to a free quiz I have. It's about what marketing platform is right for you. And it's like a quick little quiz, and it will just like look at some of your personality traits, you know, and ask you a few questions, and it will kind of tell you what it thinks the good platform would be for you. Maybe like, oh, you'd be great for podcasting, you'd be great for TikTok, whatever. So yeah, definitely check that out too. Yeah, so it's super important to be marketing on a place that actually suits you. Otherwise, it will just be this constant battle. So yeah, definitely take the quiz. Or just make a decision based on this episode. It's up to you. But yeah, either way, I hope you have a terrific day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Terrific Teacherpreneur. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Come back for more actionable tips and helpful wisdom in the next episode with your host, Alex. Until then.